But it's shaped like it.
A bucket? Neon bucket?
Keg would you use?
Yeah, keg, that's right. Just don't use them now. I mean, you don't have to need that.
Okay. And what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
In a bucket.
Okay. And what would you use to enable you to pour water into a very narrow-mouthed
bowl?
And what would you use to urge your horses to go faster if you're driving a buggy?
Pull the reins.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
And get the whip.
Okay. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
sack.
And what's that made out of?
Paper. Mm-hmm. Now to make them out of plastic.
That's right.
Plastic bag.
Okay. And how is a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
In sacks, 50 pounds. You can get 50 pounds, 100 pounds. That's 100 as large as I know.
Okay. And what about 50 pounds of flour? What would that come in?
A flour sack. They come in a... What do they call them, flour sacks? Once upon a time they were cloth, and now they're paper. They're just doubles two or three times paper.
Okay.
Not terrible.
And what do you call the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Crocus sack.
Okay.
Where do you get all the goods? They were used before you were born.
We want to find out about them. I haven't heard them now.
Crocus sack and all that kind of stuff.
This is what we want to find out. It's very interesting. Okay, when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
Battery. Them little things you screw in there.
Yeah.
Oh, what you call them? A cube, new tube.
Or, did you say light bulbs?
Yeah. Oh, what you call them things that they're gang up there? I got some, they call... I don't know what they call. I know what those things are called. Put a new plug, bulb.
What's the whole name for it? Using
that's what I'm trying to say. Electric bulbs. I don't know. I can't call the name of it.
Could you say light bulb?
What?
Light bulb?
Light bulb. Well, yes, you could. I don't know. Dang, what you call? Why don't you call them things you screw up in there?
If when you carry your washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a?
I don't carry it in a basket.
Okay. And this is a toy that children sometimes play with. It's a big circle, and you have to twist to make it go around.
No, I've seen those. They call them. I guess a hook.
Okay. And what do you put in the top of a bottle?
A stop.
Mm-hmm. And there's... In wine bottles, you have...
A screw top.
Yeah, how about...
In a corkscrew.
Yeah, okay. And what is the thing that you... Musical instrument that you put in your mouth and you work it back and forth?
A harp.
Okay. And what about the little musical instrument that you have to hold between your teeth and you pick at it?
I don't know.
It's a little tiny thing?
I don't know. Fiddle.
Have you heard of a Jew's harp?
Yes, I have. Jew's harp.
Okay. And what do you pound nails in with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Chef.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Chef.
Okay. And when a horse is... let's see, if you have a buggy and the thing that the traces come back to in order to hook on is called the...
Reins.
Okay. What's the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to? You know that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Let a piece go across the back. Okay, thank you. What's it called?
Would you call it a single tree?
I think so. I don't know.
Have you heard of that?
I don't know. It's been...